This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Senate today passed one of the prime domestic policy goals of the Bush administration, a sweeping overhaul of Medicare. The $400 billion bill includes a privately administered prescription drug insurance program. Congressional conservatives insisted that it also include a much greater role for private health care. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner is at the Capitol. How close was the vote, David?
It was fairly close. The vote tally was 54 to 44, and it was a bipartisan majority that carried that vote. A dozen Democrats and the Senate's one independent voted for the Medicare bill, along with most Republicans, although nine Republicans who think the bill's too expensive and creates a new entitlement voted with most Democrats against it. Those Democrats who voted no criticized the bill, saying it's much more a giveaway to drug companies and private health plans than a boon to people who are struggling with soaring outpatient prescription drug costs.
What's the political significance of a Republican Congress passing this bill?
Well, you know, Medicare was created 38 years ago by congressional Democrats and signed into law by a Democratic president, Lyndon Johnson. And ever since then, Democrats have been getting a lot of the credit for what's turned out to be an enormously popular program. So now that it appears a Republican Congress will deliver this reform, it broadens the entitlement and it gives something to older voters that they've been demanding for years, this prescription drug benefit. So the GOP is going to reap political points from this, and many Democrats feel that they've actually lost a key issue of theirs, just as they've lost education through the No Child Left Behind Act to Republicans. But Democrats are predicting that Republicans will ultimately suffer a political backlash from seniors because they say they'll be disappointed by what they actually get when it comes time to choose a prescription drug benefit plan.
And when would the 41 million elderly and disabled people get that prescription drug benefit?
They'll have a bit of a wait, actually. The plan is for them to be able to use a drug discount card beginning maybe in April or May of next year, which could shave off 10 to 20% from the cost of prescription drugs, so there's no guarantee of that. And then it won't be until January of 2006 when they can actually begin to have drug coverage through private plans, for which they'll pay maybe about $35 a month.
Why does it take 25 months?
Well, especially considering it took just 11 months to get the original Medicare program up and running. Administration officials say there's a lot of work to be done setting up the program, getting computers and software and so on. But they also need time to get private insurers and health care plans on board with this because there's some uncertainty about how eager those firms will actually be to cover a population group that's the most likely to need drugs and medical care. And Democrats say by not kicking in until 2006, this program is less likely to be a political risk if it doesn't work for President Bush in his drive for reelection next year. He's bound to use it as a trophy in that campaign.
What else does this Congress have on its agenda?
Well, in the case of the Senate, going home today and adjourning for the year, but they're leaving town with some unfinished business. Last night, Majority Leader Bill Frist decided he would give up for this year trying to get the two votes he still needs to pass a huge energy bill. It got blocked in the Senate last Friday after easily passing in the House. And Congress is also adjourning without having finished 7 of the 13 spending bills. So most of the federal government's agencies will continue to be funded at last fiscal year's levels, probably until the end of January or so. There was a breakthrough in the spending bill impasse last night, although it didn't solve all the problems, by getting a compromise on a Federal Communications Commission rule that was promulgated in June that would have allowed networks to own local TV stations reaching up to 45% of viewers nationwide. Members of Congress insisted on blocking that rule, and President Bush had threatened a veto if it were included. The compromise was that they would lower that cap to 39%.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner.